Wyoming's economy is in a freefall. Declining revenue in the energy sector, coupled with the COVID-19 pandemic, prompted Governor Mark Gordon to announce crippling budget cuts in August. The first round of those reductions totaled $250,000, and more are on the horizon. That's one reason Jackson elected officials are urging people to support a 7 cents of sales tax. That measure, which they've coined the general penny, is on the November ballot. If voters approve it, the 7 cents would go into effect in April. Officials stress that this solution is not etched in stone. Rather, elected officials could vote to put it back on the general ballot in 4 years for voters to reassess. Jackson Town Council members unanimously support the measure, and one such councilor, Arne Jorgensen, has been particularly vocal about the need for another penny of sales tax. But why is this the best solution? I asked Jorgensen to explain his position.
We support this because we've come to recognize that we need additional revenue in this community to invest in our community. And this stems across a wide range of issues. Many of those are systemic that we've been talking about for decades, like housing, transportation, conservation, and a rising awareness of health and human services. And the reality is we cannot do the things we should be doing in this community without additional revenue. And then you layer on top of that, and that was a discussion we had pre-COVID, you layer on top of that COVID response, and the need becomes more clear.
Councillor Jorgensen, some opponents say the 7 cents of sales tax could disproportionately affect struggling people, low-income folks. What's your response to that?
It's a great question, and it acknowledges the fact that sales tax by its nature is regressive. And if we had other tools that generate the same amount of revenue that the tourists and our visitors paid most of, then we'd be going at those revenue streams. The reality is the state does not give us access to those other tools. This is the tool we currently have available to us, and that's the reason why the town council has made this decision. The regressive nature of the tax is addressed at two levels. There's a demographic level, which is most of the tax is paid for by the visitors. On a personal level, which I think is the gist of your question, as individual families, yes, they will pay less than 1% of the money they spend for non-grocery-related items. That is an increase. What they get in return for that increase are much expanded services in the health and human service realm, senior center. You know, I had a discussion with Teach on Literacy the other day about the impact of COVID on their services. And they were sharing with me that the clients they've been working with that have been struggling in school and that are able to get by because of their services, they're failing because of COVID and the additional stresses about COVID. You add on top of that, the student that was doing okay pre-COVID, but now because of the stresses, they're struggling. And those are increased services that can be paid for with this revenue stream.
Forgive me for stating the obvious here, Councillor Jorgensen, but you're an elected official who votes on the town's budget. What do you say to those who want to see more cuts there instead of adding a penny of sales tax? What are the biggest cuts you've made to the 2021 budget?
Going up through the budget process, at the end of the former budget year and then this budget year, we've reduced our budget by more than 30%. That was done by essentially stopping all of the capital projects. So maintenance projects, capital projects, unless they're funded from other sources like SPAC, we didn't spend money on that. Now, you don't see that. I mean, you look around town, you see capital projects going on. That's because there were additional revenue sources. If we didn't have additional revenue sources, those got cut. We froze all salaries. And we froze all positions. I think there were 13 positions we didn't fill that happened to be empty at the time we approved this budget. And that ranges from police department, parks and rec, across the organization. And even with doing that, those changes, we still had to draw down our reserve account by roughly half. So what that means is we can't keep doing this. So we cannot keep moving this forward. Now, Governor Gordon made a great comment, not a great, but a very appropriate comment about 2 or 3 months ago. And his comment relative to the state budget was, ask me about any aspect of state government and I will tell you how much it's going to hurt. We can make that same statement about the town of Jackson for different issues, different foundational challenges, but we are at that level of need at this point.
Now, Jackson Hole Chamber of Commerce released a survey about the general penny. 167 business owners replied, and roughly half said they wouldn't support the general penny on the ballot because the allocation of revenue is unclear. What do you say to that?
I am aware of that. I am disappointed by that. My reaction to this is this would be revenue like all the other revenue that the town of Jackson spends in the general fund. So there isn't anything unique here. This is just adding some additional tools to the elected officials to work with. If you are concerned about how we spend that money, then don't vote for me as an elected official. Hold me accountable. I will tell you whatever your issue is, whether it's plowing streets, whether it's fire EMS, whether it's health and human services, those will get cut without additional revenue. If you do not like how we make those decisions, then I haven't earned your vote as an elected official. Don't hold the tool hostage. Hold me accountable.
Let's stay on that survey. Some respondents said instead of a seventh penny of sales tax, they'd like to see an increased lodging tax, and that is primarily paid by visitors. But we know there are limitations when it comes to how that money can be allocated. Talk about that.
Absolutely. There are two reasons. So one of them is the lodging tax money, which would be roughly just shy of $3 million a year pre-COVID, is highly restricted. Its primary focus is marketing. And it's not that we can shift budget items around because we don't spend money in the town of Jackson for marketing that we could shift to more lodging. The second reason is the general penny raises in pre-COVID dollars $15 to $16 million a year. $7 million of that would go to the town. That is a dramatic different level of funding than we get from the lodging tax, even if we could access the lodging tax in different ways.
Jackson Town Councilor Arne Jorgensen, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Robin.
I'm Robin Vincent. This is KHOL News.